Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so happy that you're able to join us today. We have a very, very exciting lesson called Be Creative on Your Own. And I know that as we go through this lesson, your English is definitely going to improve. Now, yesterday we met the owner of a company named Owl Media, Adam Reynolds. We also met his executive assistant, Nicole Robbins. We encountered a situation yesterday. They are making a new game app, and one of the characters for the app looks a lot like another very famous character in another famous game. Which one? You'll find out today. And in today's lesson, we'll meet a new character. Are you ready to find out who this new character is? I thought so. Well, this new character is Laura Mason. She is the design director for the company. I wonder what she has to say about this situation. There's only one way to find out. Well, let's get started. Come on.
Be creative on your own. Conversation B. Adam enters Laura's office.
Hey, Adam. What did you think of those characters? I wanted to run them by you.
I liked two of them, but not Betty Bird.
What did you think of when you first saw her?
A character from Angry Birds.
Exactly. And that's a problem.
I know. I thought the same thing.
The artist tried to convince me that she's different. She's pink and purple, not red and white. And she's got a head and a body instead of being just one ball.
But her eyes and eyebrows look identical.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 run something by someone 这个成语。Run 在这里不是指跑，而是要让某人知道某件事，为了要征求他的意见。例如 about next year's budget, can I run it by you when you're free? 有关我们明年的预算，你有空的时候我想给你看一下是否可行。或者是 I like your idea, but I still have to run it by my boss.我很喜欢你的点子，但是我还是要给老板看一下，征询他的意见。接下来我们看 convince 这个动词， convince 是指说服或使相信。例如 Nathan tried to convince his dad to buy him a car. Nathan 试着说服他爸爸买车给他。如果要说明要对方相信什么，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 You need to convince your interviewers of your enthusiasm and capability. 你必须让面试官相信你的热忱和能力。它的形容词是 convincing, C-O-N-V-I-N-C-I-N-G, 意思是令人信服的，例如 convincing evidence, 令人信服的证据。
So of course, as you can see in this conversation, we understand what the problem is, Rebecca.
That's the problem! I finally get it!、
Mm-hmm.
Betty Bird looks like one of the Angry Bird characters.That's terrible.
Well, exactly. If you're trying to create a new mobile app, you need to be creative and think of some good character ideas, but don't steal some other company's idea, especially a company as big as the one that made Angry Birds.
No, that's something you never want to do. Well, let's go ahead and start at the very top of our lesson.Of course, we're having a conversation between Laura and Adam. And Laura starts this conversation off by saying, Hey, Adam, what did you think of those characters? I wanted to run them by you.
Yes. Wait a second, Rebecca.
What's so exciting?
Well, yeah. You just said that phrase, to run something by.
Gabe, I actually wanted to run those words by you.
Yeah?
See if we could talk about them.
Well, sure. Let's talk about them as I run by you, Rebecca, because this is kind of what this phrase means, right? To run by somebody.
Gabe, that's so funny. No. Actually, you are running and you just ran by me and now you're dancing. But this phrase, to run something by someone, this means that you tell someone something to get their opinion about something.
Yes. Okay, so it's not physically running by somebody. Well, let's use this in a sentence, okay? I want to run something by you and see what you think. Or, I think you should run your ideas by the boss first. You know, this actually happened here recently at Studio Classroom. Well, I needed to run the idea of having an SC Challenge shirt by the boss. I needed to see if she would approve.
I remember that conversation. It was actually a good idea that you ran your idea by the boss, and she thought that it was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Oh, hello.
Hello, yes.
Hey, those words. Stephen can't have something to say about hey, hi, and
hello.
In the info cloud.
Hey friends, good to see you again. Welcome to the Info Cloud.
Steve, you just said, hey friends. Don't you usually say hi friends or hello friends?
I do, but I felt like being more casual today, so I said hey instead of hi.
Now, I know it's very common for young people to say hey to a friend rather than hi, but if we're meeting someone for the first time, especially someone much older than us, then we should probably not say hey.
You're right, Ken. That would be considered impolite. In that situation, say hi or hello.
Now, a related topic is how to greet someone when we write an email. Traditionally, the word dear is used. But nowadays, it's very common to see people use hi, hello, or even hey when writing emails.
Yeah, I know some people feel the word dear is old-fashioned and out of date. But in an initial correspondence with someone you've never met, it's still a good idea to use dear.
After you've established a relationship with a person, you can then switch to hi or hello.
Also, be sure to include the person's name along with your greeting. Don't just write, hi, but write, hi, Ken, or hi, Mr. Lee, if Ken hasn't given you permission to use his first name.
But with friends, you can be as informal as you like.
Right. When I email Ken, I usually write, yo, man, what's up?
Hey, dude, what's up? 当我们遇见朋友要跟他打招呼，除了说 hello 跟 hi， 也可以说 hey 或者 hey there。 hey 是个非正式很口语的打招呼方式，但是要注意的是，当我们第一次跟某人见面，尤其是面对一位长者，最好避免用 hey， 那样会让人觉得不礼貌。我们写信或是写 email 的时候，如果你对你的对方已经很熟了，也可以用 hi、hey 或 hello 当作信的开头，但还是要记得写对方的名字，比如说 hi Steve, hello Michelle, hey Gabe。 如果你是首次跟某人通信，还是用传统的 dear 某人比较妥当，等你跟他比较熟了以后再改用 hi 或 hey。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. So we're in the middle of this conversation between Laura and Adam. And of course, Laura wanted to run some character ideas by Adam. And how does Adam continue this conversation? Gabe, could be Adam.
Sure. He says something like, I liked two of them, but not Betty Bird. What did you think of when you first saw her?
A character from Angry Birds.
Exactly, and that's a problem.
I know. I thought the same thing. The artist tried to convince me that she's different. She's pink and purple, not red and white, and she's got a head and a body instead of being just one ball.
So that's great. So the bird is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I guess there were some similarities because Adam says, but her eyes and eyebrows look identical.
And that's the problem right there. Her eyes and eyebrows look identical.
Identical. Well, this is a great word to know, friends. If something looks identical to something else, that means that it looks the same as something else. Actually, you could even say it looks exactly the same as something else.
Exactly. So, for example, maybe you see someone wearing a pair of black pants and you say, wow, you're wearing the same pair of pants 3 days in a row? And the person says, no, I have three pairs of identical black pants.
I don't believe that person. I believe they're wearing three different pairs of, or the same pair of pants every day. Although they could say they have identical black pants. Well, you know what, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
I look identical to Brad Pitt.
You do?
Yep.
You do, really?
Yeah, I look exactly like that handsome actor.
Gabe, you are so funny. You do not look identical to Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you have some similarities.
Yeah, we're both guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my mom is an identical twin. She has an identical twin. She has a twin sister, and they look identical.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've met your mom and her sister. Well, friends, right now, it's time for us to take a break. So make sure you stay
tuned. Yes, yes. No, no, that's not a good idea. Welcome, friends, back to Studio Classroom. I am trying to think of what to draw or paint here. I'm trying to come up with a character, but I'm not sure. It should be some kind of a bird, but I don't want it to look like the Angry Birds characters or like Betty Bird. I wonder if I can... Look! It's the Velcro Bird! And she's decided to sit in this chair. This is the perfect inspiration for my drawing. Okay, here I go. Friends, do enjoy the next reading. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Brilliant. Good, good. Flap the wings a little more. Yes, yes, good, good. And no, be still. Yes, good, all right.
Be creative on your own.
The artist said his inspiration for the character was Angry Birds.
I'm afraid Betty is more of a ripoff than the result of inspiration.
And as you say, that's a problem. The creators of Angry Birds can and will sue us.
Doesn't this artist have enough creativity to come up with his own ideas? Don't let him modify this one anymore.
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 I think he does. I'll inquire and give him another chance.
All right, but if he can't, we need to find a new artist.
Agreed.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 rip off 这个名词。 Rip 本来是指撕裂或撕开, 但是 rip off 是指翻版, 抄袭, 或者是仿制品。 例如, these rip off purses are only 1/10 the price of the real thing. 这些仿冒包包的价格只有真品的十分之一。 或者是, this pop singer's latest hit turned out to be a rip off. 这位流行歌手最新的畅销歌曲, 结果竟然是抄袭的作品。 Rip off 也指偷窃或敲诈行为。 例如, the sky-high parking fee downtown is a total rip-off. 市中心天价的停车费根本就是敲诈。 最后我们看modify 这个动词, modify是指修改或改进。 例如, the phone is modified with several new features. 这只手机因为几项新的功能而升级了。 或者是 Ellen's professor asked her to modify the last part of her report. Ellen 的教授要求她修改她的报告的最后一部分。它的名词是 modification, M-O-D-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 the modification of the speech might take a while. 修正这篇讲稿得花上一点时间。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's continue with this conversation. Of course, earlier, we read that Adam said her eyes and eyebrows look identical. But now Laura, she says, the artist said his inspiration for the character was Angry Birds.
Whoa. Slow down a second, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
Laura.You said a very important phrase here we should take a look at.
What did I say?
The phrase is inspiration for something.
Of course.
If there is an inspiration for something, that means it inspired that thing. Okay, so the Angry Birds character inspired, Betty Bird, or the character of Betty Bird. It is the inspiration for that character.
Right. So, in other words, this person...They got the idea from Angry Birds.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I have another example sentence. Our apple picking adventure. Yes, I enjoy apple picking, but our apple picking adventure gave me the inspiration for my book. But no, I have not yet written a book.
Oh, so you're going to maybe write a book about picking apples.
Well, exactly. And the whole adventure of picking apples.
Sounds like an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You know what? There's lots of movies that were inspired by other things, right? Like Chris Kyle's story was the inspiration for the movie American Sniper. Or maybe you've seen The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, and there's that character, Gollum. Well, let me tell you something interesting. The inspiration for Gollum's voice was actually the voice actor's cat.Did you know that?
Well, wait, seriously?
Yeah, you can look for it on YouTube, online somewhere. He is actually talking about how he came up with the voice for Gollum. He heard his cat coughing up a hairball, and it gave him the inspiration for that character's voice.
Interesting. No, I did not know that. Well, friends, inspiration for is a great phrase. Why don't you take some time and form some of your own sentences using this phrase, inspiration for?Well, let's continue with this conversation. Adam, how does Adam continue?
Well, I'm afraid Betty is more of a ripoff than the result of inspiration.
Yes. Were you going to say something?
No, Laura said that's a problem, right?
Oh, yes. And as you say, that's a problem. The creators of Angry Birds can and will sue us.
Doesn't this artist have enough creativity to come up with his own ideas? Don't let him modify this one anymore. And then Laura says a very interesting word here, a phrase.
I think he does. I'll inquire and give him another chance.
There it is, to give someone another chance. They didn't do very well the first time. Maybe you want to give them a second chance. Or you can say, I'll give them another chance.
Well, right now, Gabe...I think that we should find out what's happening in...
Sing
it
out!
Sing it out!
This goes out to all of our friends out there who want to be creative. Do it, but don't steal someone else's idea.
Be creative on your own. Don't borrow others' ideas. Be creative on your own. On your own.
Be creative on your own. Otherwise someone might sue you.
Be creative on your own. On your own. Be creative on your own.Will be inspired. Be creative on your own. Oh, on your own.
Be creative on your own. You will make lots of progress.
Be creative on your own. On your own. Be creative.
right, friends. Be creative. But don't steal other people's ideas. Someone might sue you after all. This doesn't mean you can't work with a team. We love working together. This just means that you need to be creative on your own. Be innovative. Let things inspire you, and you will improve.
What did you think of those characters? I wanted to run them by you.
I like two of them, but not Betty Bird. What did you think of when you first saw her?
A character from Angry Birds.
Exactly, and that's a problem.
I know. I thought the same thing. The artist tried to convince me that she's different. She's pink and purple, not red and white. And she's got a head and a body instead of just one ball.
But her eyes and her eyebrows look identical.
The artist said his inspiration for the character was Angry Birds.
I'm afraid Betty is more of a ripoff than the result of inspiration.
And as you say, that's a problem. The creators of Angry Birds can and will sue us.
Doesn't this artist have enough creativity to come up with his own ideas? Don't let him modify this one anymore.
I think he does. I'll inquire and give him another chance.
All right. But if he can't, we need to find a new artist.
Agreed.
Well, things are going great here at Owl Media, but it's not always smooth sailing.
You know what my thoughts are on this? Actually, I think that there is nothing new under the sun, so it's important to be creative, but really, your idea might be similar to somebody else's idea.
So what you're saying, Gabe, is it's okay to copy other people?
Yes. No, I didn't say that, Rebecca.
Okay, just making sure.
All right, well, friends, that's all for today's program. And make sure you come back next time for more right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.